Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 5.
Coffee Break Chinese.
Welcome indeed to Coffee Break Chinese. We're back with another episode to help you learn some Chinese. Now, so far, so good. We're doing well here. We've learned lots of Chinese so far. We've been talking about names and introducing yourselves. We've been talking about asking how people are feeling. We've also been talking about saying where you live and where you're from. And we are delighted to hear where you're all from. You've been posting comments on the website and it's been great to read where you're all from, learning Chinese with us from around the world. Crystal, what are we talking about today in this episode?
In this episode, we're going to introduce family members.
Which is a very useful thing if we are introducing our family members or friends as we're traveling to Chinese speakers. Sounds good. Are we good to go?
准备好了吗?
开始吧。好，开始吧。 Now, to begin with, before we get into our new topic, we're going to do just a little bit of review to make sure that we've covered everything that we learned last time. So, Crystal, can you perhaps give us some things to translate, first of all, from Chinese into English? A couple of sentences from Chinese into English, and then we'll go the other way, which is perhaps more challenging.
Okay, 好. 我住在北京。
Let's hear that again.
我住在北京.
So I think that's I live in Beijing.
对.
So 我住在北京. I live in Beijing. Okay. What about another sentence?
我从苏格兰来.
Let's hear it again.
我从苏格兰来.
Okay, so that is 我从苏格兰来. I come from Scotland.
对.
Okay, let's go the other way from English into Chinese now.
I come from Australia.
We're giving our listeners some time to think. I think that would be 我从 澳大利亚来.
非常好.
Were the tones right there?
Yes. 我从澳大利亚来.
我从澳大利亚来. They're all fourth tone.
澳大利亚, 对.
澳大利亚来. Okay, 我从澳大利亚来.
对.
Okay, one more from English into Chinese.
I come from Scotland, however, now I live in New York.
That's a bit more tricky. So the however is just like but, yes? Okay. So I come from Scotland, but did you say now I live in New York?
对.
Okay, just to make it even more tricky, let's take a moment to think about this. So I come from Scotland. 我从苏格兰来, but, or however, is that 但是, now was another two fourth tones I seem to remember.
现在,
so 但是现在我住在纽
很好.
The whole thing then?
Yeah. 我从苏格兰来,但是现在我住在纽约。很好. Okay, Mark, one more. I am French. I come from Paris. However, I now live in Edinburgh.
Okay, now we don't know France. I'm from France, or I'm French, and we don't know Paris. So can you help us with them?
Of course. France, 法国.
I remember now you mentioned that in our cultural section. 法国.
Yeah.
And then Paris would be?
巴黎.
Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I am French. I come from Paris, but now I live in Edinburgh.
对.
Let's take some time to think. Okay. 我是法国人. 我从巴黎来.
但是现在我住在爱丁堡。我是法国人，我从巴黎来，但是现在我住在爱丁堡。It
sounds so easy when you say it. Okay, I think it's time to move on to our topic for this episode, and that is introducing family members. Can you explain a little about the different words for different family members to begin with? Let's take perhaps mother and father first of all.
Okay, mother in Chinese, mama.
Mama.
Easy.
That's very easy. But it's got nothing to do with the mama hoo-hoo that we learned another time.
Sounds similar.
Okay, but it's not horses.
No.
Okay, different character, I'm guessing?
It's different character. It has a woman beside it.
Okay. So, mama.
Mm-hmm.
And the second tone there is the neutral tone.
Neutral tone.
Mama. First tone, then neutral tone.
对.
Mama.
对.
And father?
Papa.
Papa. Again, a neutral tone?
Second one, neutral tone. The first one's fourth tone.
So, papa. Mm. Again, I'm using my hands here. Mama and Baba.
对.
Okay. How would I say, this is my father?
这是我爸爸.
Okay, let's hear that again.
这是我爸爸.
Right, I'm hearing two words that I know in there. First of all, 是, meaning is, yeah? And then I'm hearing 我, which is I.
In this case, my.
So 我 can mean my or I.
Or me.
Or me. Oh, fantastic.
Easy.
I like it. Okay, so this is my father would be?
这是我爸爸.
这是我爸爸. So can I guess that this is my mother would be 这是. Is there a difference in sound there? 这是.
Fourth tone both.
And what about the actual sound of the vowels? 这是. Let's hear it. You say it again.
这是.
Right. So the 是 is more kind of forward in your mouth. 是. 这是. 这是我妈妈.
对.
这是我妈妈. This is my mother. So there's no change in the this, even if it's a female or a male. It's always the same.
这 is always the same, no matter it's mother or father.
So 这是, and the 是 is also the same.
Correct.
So 这是我爸爸.
对.
And then 这是我妈妈.
对.
So this is my father, this is my mother. And what about this is my wife?
这是我妻子.
Let's hear the word for wife again.
妻子.
妻子.
对.
妻子. So I could say, 这是我妻子.
对.
And this is my husband?
这是我丈夫.
Let's hear the word for husband again.
丈夫.
丈夫. 丈夫. 这是我丈夫.
对.
This is my husband.
对.
Okay. Four family members. Of course, there are lots of other family members we could be talking about. Let's do two more. Let's do son and daughter. Mm-hmm. What would son be?
儿子.
儿子. Is that d the same as 妻子. So if son is 儿子, what's the word for daughter?
女儿.
Oh, that's completely different. Let's do it again.
女儿.
女儿.
女 means female.
Okay.
女儿. 儿 means child or son.
Okay, so it's a female son. A female child, 女儿.
对.
So could I say, this is my daughter. 这是我女儿.
非常好.
Right, and this is my son. 这是我儿子.
儿子.
Ah, wrong tone. 儿子.
对.
So, 儿子, that's going up. 儿 is second tone. 儿子.
Neutral tone.
Neutral. And just to check with the daughter, that's the third tone in the first one. 女儿.
对.
Okay. Right. I've learned how to say this is my father, this is my mother, but, and indeed this is my son, daughter, wife, husband, and so on. It would be nice to be able to say he is called or she is called. Can you teach us how to do that?
Yes, you can. But when you introduce a parent, you don't introduce their names.
Ah, okay.
And my friends come to my house. I would say, this is my father. And then my friend would address my father as uncle.
So how do you say uncle?
叔叔.
叔叔. Okay. So I could say, 你好叔叔.
对.
你好叔叔. So if I was introduced to your father, I would call him uncle.
对.
And what about your mother?
You'd say auntie. 阿姨.
阿姨.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I could say 你好阿姨.
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 对.
Okay. If I want to introduce my wife, for example, I could say
就是我妻子.
She is called
她叫.
So what is 叫 the same 叫
yeah,
as
we've
in
我叫.
So it doesn't change?
No.
Oh, this is wonderful
news.
So
the verb remains the same, no matter it's he, she, I, you, it.
Okay. So what was the word for she?
她叫.
So I could say this is my wife. 就是我妻子她叫. And then give her name. So, 她叫 Katrina.
对, even better news here, if you want to introduce your son, you can say, 这是我儿子,她叫 Tommy.
So, it's the same.
她.
她.
So, in Chinese pronunciation, he and she all pronounce as 她.
And there's no difference?
No, only in character writing.
Okay, but we're not worrying about that just now. If you are using your video versions of this and you're seeing the different characters on the screen, then we will, of course, change the characters for the correct person. But that's good news. So we can say 她叫, he is called, or 她叫, she is called.
对.
So, 就是我儿子, this is my son, 她叫, Matthew.
对.
Okay. And then if I had a daughter, I could introduce her and say, 就是我女儿,她叫 Sarah.
对.
Okay, this is all good news. We're going to come back to this and do some more practice in just a moment, but that is right after this break. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Oh. Okay, welcome back. It's now time to put into practice some of this language, because very soon I am going to have the pleasure of meeting Crystal's family, and I thought it would be a good idea to do some rehearsals here in what I'm going to have to say to them. So, Crystal, can you help me with this?
For example, I want to introduce you to my parents. I would say, 马克, 这是我爸爸.
So you're introducing me to your father.
Right.
And I need to say, hello, uncle, yeah?
对.
Because you're not going to tell me your father's name, but you are going to introduce him to me. And I will say then, I'm trying to remember the word for uncle.
叔叔.
叔叔. Okay, so 你好叔叔.
你好叔叔.
你好叔叔. Okay, and what about your mother? What would you say to your mother?
I would say, 妈妈. 这是马克.
So you're introducing me to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I need to say, hello, auntie. In which case, I think I say, 你好阿姨.
阿姨.
阿姨.
对.
Need to watch my tones. 阿姨. 你好阿姨.
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 很好.
So hello, auntie.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what about if you were introducing someone else to me?
For example, 马克, 这是我丈夫.
You're introducing your husband to me.
对, 他叫白力士.
So that's his name. You say, this is my husband. He is called, what's his name?
白力士.
白力士. Okay, so I could say, 你好. Could I say 很高兴认识你?
对.
So pleased to meet you.
Uh-huh.
And then I could introduce my wife.
Uh-huh.
And I could say 这是我妻子. Ta jiao Katrina.
非常好.
Which isn't very a Chinese name. We need to get my wife a Chinese name. I think we need to do some further research there in getting my wife a Chinese name. Okay. Let's go through all of these family words one more time. The main lesson here that we're looking at, we've covered mother, father, wife, husband, son, daughter, and uncle and aunt as a couple of bonus words. In our bonus lesson this week, we'll also be looking at some other family terms for brothers and sisters and grandfathers and grandmothers, which get a little more complicated, but there's more about that in the bonus episode. For now, let's go through our main vocabulary words. I'll say the English. Crystal will say the Chinese. We'll leave our listeners some time to repeat. I'll say it one more time, and then we'll hear Crystal one more time after that. So here goes with mother.
Mama.
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 What about father?
Baba.
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 And wife?
妻子.
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 Husband?
丈夫.
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 Then we had son?
儿子.
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 Daughter?
女儿.
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 And then uncle?
叔叔.
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 And aunt?
阿姨.
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 We also learned this is. So this is my.
这是我.
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 So, for example, we could say, this is my father.
这是我爸爸.
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 Or, this is my wife.
这是我妻子.
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 And we also learned how to say he is called, or indeed she is called, because it's the same phrase in Mandarin.
他叫
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 非常好
谢谢
It is quite tricky to learn individual words and phrases like this because especially when we don't have a reference point, they don't really sound, well, mama and baba do sound a little bit like mummy and daddy and so on, papa, for example. However, some of the other words don't have any reference point for a native English speaker. So we would encourage you to go through this lesson again and really try to learn these words and indeed the phrases for the family members and allow you to introduce your family members to other people. You can do this with the help of our premium materials, and you can find out more about them at coffeebreakchinese.com. Those include the video versions of all the lessons, the lesson notes, and indeed some bonus audio materials, which will give you further practice on everything that you have learned.
And don't forget that you can also join us on social media and practice your Chinese with us. All the details are at coffeebreakchinese.com.
For example, this week you may choose to post a picture of your family on our Facebook page and you can introduce them to us using your newly learned Chinese skills. That's it for this episode of Coffee Break Chinese. Thank you once again for joining us and until the next time.
谢谢,再见。
再见。You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.